Good morning, it's 9:35, and you're listening to Weekend Edition on VPR. And it's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
So I'm still new to the neighborhood, and just this year, I feel like I'm really investing time in my garden and my lawn. And the one big thing that I'm learning about is timing, like when to prune and when to shop for new plants and trees and shrubs and things. And that's why you're here, to steer us in the right direction.
So this time of year, it's really great to go out to a local garden center and buy some things because they're all on sale, 20, 30, 50% off. You can get some trees and shrubs. And one of my favorite vines to look for, especially if you have the right situation, is the climbing hydrangea. Now, climbing hydrangea is a pretty unique vine. It grows up 40 or 50 feet tall. It's hardy here. It grows on the north side of a house. It flowers even on the north side of a house or a building, so that's kind of unusual. And what's great about it is that it has four seasons of interest. So in the spring, glossy green leaves come out and create a nice visual barrier. So it's great for the side of a barn or a garage or a house where you just have a big wall you want to cover. In the summer, these white flowers come out, lace-like flowers like hydrangeas, and they're beautiful. Bees and pollinators love them. In the fall, the foliage turns yellow, so it looks nice right now. And then once all the leaves drop, in the winter, the bark has a cinnamon color to it as it exfoliates. So it's really a beautiful-looking plant to have in the landscape. But there's a couple things you got to watch out for. First of all, it's pretty slow to get going. So if you plant it now, it may take up to 3 years or so for it to really start growing and flowering. So you have to be patient with it. The other thing about it is that it attaches itself with these aerial roots. And you've seen plants do this, like the Virginia creepers on the brick buildings around UVM. That's the kind of way that this climbing hydrangea grows. So if you attach it to a vinyl or a clapboard wooden siding house, that's going to be an issue because eventually it's going to start causing rot and you're going to have to pull the whole vine off to do that. So what I recommend is to create a real strong trellis structure and grow it up the trellis. That would be much better. There's a couple variations of it. One called Miranda has variegated leaves, white and green. There's another one called Firefly with yellow and green leaves. That's kind of a cool thing. And if you really want something a little bit unusual, you can try the Japanese climbing hydrangea. And that has pink colored flowers. Grows the same way, maybe not as aggressive, but it has pink colored flowers. So a beautiful vine to have in the landscape if you have the right spot to grow it.
Okay, here is a question from Kim in South Burlington. Kim writes, I planted two gourd plants this year to turn into eventual dried gourd birdhouses in a 20-gallon grow bag. The plants did pretty well, and I have some impressive gourds. They're almost ready to be dried. Unfortunately, powdery mildew also grew well on the plants. I was able to keep it somewhat controlled with neem oil spray and pruning affected leaves, but now I'm wondering if I can reuse this grow bag next year, or is it best to dump it all and start over with fresh soil?
Yeah, so having mildew on gourds is not unusual, on the leaves especially. I would first of all suggest, as you're harvesting those gourds, to wipe them off with a rag that's soaked in a 10% bleach solution. Just wipe off that skin to kill any of the mildew or any fungal spores that are on there that might cause that skin to start rotting. You don't want that to happen, of course, to your beautiful hard-shelled gourds. But as far as the soil goes, you really don't have to worry about it. Powdery mildew is a kind of disease. It's just ubiquitous in the environment. You're going to get it every year, depending upon the weather and how wet it is. So I think as long as that soil was healthy and you didn't have other problems with it, go ahead and reuse it.
This next question from Phil in West Lebanon, New Hampshire. Phil writes, I'm pretty sure that the greater number of earthworms showing up this year in our vegetable garden are crazy worms. They look like some of the pictures shown on the internet. How worried should I be, and what can be done, if anything?
Yes, I think we've struck a nerve with this whole jumping worm, snake worm issue, because a number of people have asked about it after we talked about it a few weeks ago. Certainly it is an issue, and it is a concern, and if you have it in your garden, you might see that the soil is not as fertile, perhaps, as it normally would be, because these jumping worms, these crazy worms, are eating all the organic matter. So there is a few things you can do. I mentioned before Joseph Gores at UVM. He has a website where he has information about it. Cornell Cooperative Extension has a number of websites with information on it. One of the ways you can try to get rid of some of these crazy worms or snake worms is to mix up a 1/3 cup of yellow mustard seed in a gallon of water and douse that on an area in your garden where you think you have them. It'll drive those worms to the surface. Then you can pick them, put them in a plastic bag, put them on your driveway for about a few days or so to die, and then you'll be done with those. So that's one way to do it. There are experiments with using diatomaceous earth and biochar as another way to get these worms to either go somewhere else or to kill them, and you would just sprinkle that in the top layers of the soil. So yes, it is a concern. It's an ongoing research on them. So try a couple different things and see what works.
And if you need more info and resources or to listen to All Things Gardening again, you can check out the All Things Gardening podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And if you'd prefer to read all about it, try the web post at vpr.org. That will also include links to where you can send your gardening questions. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.